Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
One of our favorite times of the week, Nick Kostos. He's on the line, the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Limits do we have? There he is. There he is, Nick Kostos, and I'm sure that he's feeling better about his pick that the Ravens would come on and perhaps win this division. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Great to be on with you guys. Happy Halloween. Yeah, brutal run out for the Steelers. I think that, and I said this with you guys last week, the loss to Cincinnati a couple Thursdays ago, I think, is the one that's really going to stick in their craw when we get to the end of the year, because I do think at this point, like, the Ravens are probably just going to win the division, and that's it, and it sucks. As someone who was invested in the Steelers before the year.
It sucks.
I mean, it does.
I think he's right at this point.
Nick, what do you think of my call? Not only do I think they will win the division and pass the Steelers, I think they're going to do it by Thanksgiving weekend.
So I guess, like, let's see what the schedule is, right? See, the
I know
problem,
theirs is easy.
I detailed this last week for you guys. Like, just because they're favorites in the game does not mean they're going to win. But it means that they have, like, the betting market, which has millions upon millions of dollars bet into it and might be the hardest betting market to beat in the world, NFL sides. They're going to be favored in every game except for maybe week 17 on the road at the Green Bay Packers, which doesn't mean they're going to win out, just they're going to be favored to win a lot of these games. Now, Pittsburgh is a dog this weekend. I think the Steelers are going to lose to the Colts. On the road at the Chargers, they'll be a dog. Host Cincy, they'll be a favorite in that game. At Chicago, we'll see. Home Buffalo, at Baltimore. They go to Detroit, host Baltimore. I mean, I don't know about Halloween or Thanksgiving rather, but yeah, like I do think it's going to happen at some point before Christmas. The Ravens are going to overtake the Steelers.
I mean, I think it's easily going to happen by Christmas. And that's not even the Steelers, like, losing every game out, because you know how cynical people can get.
Yeah,
where it's like, oh man, they're just not going to win again, and they're going to finish, like, what would it be, like 4-13?
I mean, their only path now to the playoffs, I think, is going to be the division. But how do you see this game playing out here, Nick? They're going against the most powerful offense probably in the league this year.
Yeah, they're gonna give up a lot of points. The defense is the broken record stuff, right? The Steelers' defense is bad. I have no idea how they're going to fix it. I said last week with you guys, I love the over on Sunday Night Football. I mean, once Green Bay put pedal to the metal in the second half, like there was nothing the Steelers could do. Losing Deshaun Elliott, I actually think is a massive deal. Like a really good, like run-stuffing safety. Now here's Jonathan Taylor, who's been like the best player in football this season. There is a path for the Steelers to win this game. Like it does exist. They're going to have to win 35-31, 34-31, 31-28, 27-24. They can't win a low score. Like if they don't score a ton of points, they are going to lose this game because Indy is going to score. Now, I like the Colts in the game. I think the thing that I am most confident in is that Indianapolis is going to score a lot. So maybe the best bet is Colts team total over. I do like the full game over at 50.5. I think we see a lot of points scored. I can't bet the Steelers here. It's Indianapolis or nothing for me. And I think the Colts will, the first digit in Indianapolis to score this weekend, I think will be a 3.
Would you even look at maybe like alternate spreads and things like that for people if they're really confident in the Colts to cover, I don't know, like 9.5 or 13.5, something like that?
See, what's funny about the Steelers is that what's happened on the field is the like exact inverse, the diametric opposite of what like everyone thought it was going to be coming into the year, which was the defense is going to carry them. And is the offense going to be able to give you enough? And now it's like the other way around. Like can the defense give you enough because the offense can carry this team? I don't know that I would want to lay huge numbers with Indianapolis only because like I do think the Steelers can score in catch-up mode. I'm a bigger Aaron Rodgers fan than most. But look, like if the Colts won this game by 14 like they did on the road at the Chargers a couple of weeks ago, would it be that big of a surprise? No. So Donnie, like I see where you're at, but I do think the Steelers can score enough to fall inside a big number. I don't think they'll cover the game number. I think the Colts will win. I think the game goes over the total.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie. Football brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, Nick, it's an interesting week around the NFL, and one of the more interesting games in the AFC is Chiefs, the suddenly surging Chiefs at the Bills. How do you size that one up?
Yeah, I think I sized it up by saying I think the Chiefs are going to slam them.
So I love
Kansas City. Yeah. It's my favorite bet of the week. Now, obviously, bet responsibly. I can be wrong. I'm wrong a lot. I feel really confident about this one. The problem with Buffalo's defense is that it's not very good. The players aren't good. I don't think they can fix it. Ed Oliver is their best defensive player. He's out for indefinitely, maybe for the season with a torn biceps. I don't know how they're getting stops. How are the Bills stopping the Chiefs like ever in this game? I don't think they're going to be able to get a pass rush on Mahomes. I think he's going to have a lot of time to throw, and all of his weapons are healthy, and they're going to put up a big number. Now, this is not to say that like Josh Allen isn't great and Josh Allen can't score and like keep the Bills in the game. I don't think the Chiefs are going to win like 35-7 or anything like that. But look, like you asked me who's going to win the game. It's a small point spread. I'll take the guy who always wins. I'll take Patrick Mahomes and feel really good about it.
Nick, how about the other game involving an AFC North team with the Browns on a bye? The Bengals are at home getting 3 points from the Bears, who are coming off a disappointing game. How do you think Cincy goes into this one? And I know that Cincy's pretty much out of things, but I just want to ask about a fellow AFC North foe.
Yeah, Cincy's defense is the worst defense in the league. Like, number one. The worst, 32, if you want to put it that way. Made the Jets offense look like the 2007 Patriots last week. it looks like, and things can change, I think Jake Browning is going to start on Sunday. Like the reports today seem to be pessimistic on Joe Flacco. Nothing has been announced yet. It's possible Flacco will start, but he has an injury to his throwing shoulder. Like that, it doesn't sound great for a quarterback. So my best guess is that Browning starts. When Browning starts, this will be Chicago -3. Maybe Chicago even gets bet from there. And I don't know how you bet the Bengals at that point. Like, I'm going to like Chicago in the game. Caleb Williams has not been great this season. The Bengals defense, I think, is going to make him look like Sid Luckman. I'll take the Bears on Sunday once it's announced that Jake Browning is starting, not Joe Flacco.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Very curious for your thoughts on this game. Because there's a team in the AFC that's very interesting to me, but I don't know how good or bad they are. And maybe both of these teams. It's Houston at home against Denver. The Texans, like, they were right there with the Rams. They lost by five. They were lost by one to Tampa. They crushed Baltimore. They beat San Fran. They're in every game, and I think they have a great defense, but their offensive line stinks. Who wins this game, and what is either one of these two teams a legit contender in the AFC when it's all said and done?
So I would say, like, for Houston, like, some of that context matters. Like, yes, like, they beat Baltimore. It's like they beat an entire team of backups when everyone was injured for Baltimore. Yeah, and I liked Houston last week. I bet them against San Francisco. And, like, we could talk Giants Niners if you want. Like, however bad you think the San Francisco 49ers defense is right now, like, it's worse. With a ton of players out, and it's like all the good players are out. So this, it's a really fascinating handicap. And I actually thought, like, I have a strong opinion on the game. I think the Broncos are going to win by 10. Now, with that being said, I've talked to some really sharp people this week, like people who bet professionally, and they like Houston. And the reason why they like Houston is because Patrick Surtain, who's like maybe the best reigning defensive player of the year, is out 4 to 6 weeks for the Broncos. And when you take that chess piece out of the defense for Vance Joseph in Denver, it makes the defense like eminently more attackable. Like Nico Collins looks like he's going to play. Who's going to cover him? Riley Moss? Who leads the NFL in players in the secondary with penalties, pass interference, and otherwise. Like, I could see Nico Collins having a nice game. But where I come down on it, Joe, it's the last thing that you said. The Texans' offensive line is maybe the worst in the league. It's them and the Raiders, I think, is the two worst offensive lines in the league.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
And the reason why they were able to beat, well, I liked them last week against San Francisco, is because the Niners can't rush the passer right now. All their pass rushers are injured. That's not the case here with Denver. Now, C.J. Stroud's better than Bo Nix, and I think if you put C.J. Stroud on Denver, the Broncos would be a legit Super Bowl contender. But that's not what this is. I don't think the Texans are going to be able to move the ball. I like the Broncos on Sunday.
Nick, how about the zesty Monday night football matchup? Mm. I don't know if either team is really all that good. I mean, Dallas's offense, I think, is really fun watch, but that defense is just horrid. Arizona, they've fallen off a cliff after a 2-0 start, but they seem to keep it competitive against some pretty good teams. Like, they're a really weird team to judge, I feel. The Cardinals,
well,
that is.
Yeah, Donnie, I'd say this about Arizona. Like, when they're a big favorite, bet against them. When they're a big dog, bet on them. All their games end up coming down to the wire, and they usually lose. They're a pretty predictable team in that respect. So we don't get to do that here, right? Because the point spread's really small. Cowboys minus 2.5. I think Jacoby Brissett is going to start for Arizona, not Kyler Murray. And for people that are in fantasy leagues like me, who have Kyler Murray on some teams, like, I would have a backup plan in place. I think it's like 51% Brissett, 49% Kyler Murray. No matter who the quarterback is, the total's 53.5. It's not high enough. All of these games that the Cowboys play in are high scoring. Their defense is atrocious, almost as bad as the Bengals. I'll go over 53.5. And if you told me Kyler was playing and the number was 3, I'd like Arizona. I think it's going to be Brissett and probably no bet on the side of the game for me.
Nick, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time, man.
You got it. Wishing everyone Minimal Sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck. Happy Halloween.
Thanks, Nick.
That was the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Donnie, I meant to get to this in the numbers game. Let's hit it up right now. Shane Steichen, Colts coach in his career, and that would include one game as the Eagles coordinator, Eagles offensive coordinator in 2022 when they hammered the Steelers. You remember that game, 35-13?
Yes.
So he's been either the coordinator or the head coach calling plays against Tomlin 3 times, twice for the Colts each of the last 2 years, and once with the Eagles. He's 3-0. His offenses average 31 points, 377 yards, 138 rush yards, and 21 first downs per game against Tomlin. Wow. I mean, it's just, it's impossible to think that this Steeler defense is going to keep them. I'll say keep them under 28-30. It's impossible to think they'll do that. And I think it's more likely it's going to be in the mid-30s.
Yeah, that's why I thought a little bit earlier, the Steelers' hopes of winning this game. Now, you said one of the avenues, keep the Colts offense off the field. That's always a good one. Like, it's one of the, you know, 100-year-old adages in football. The best defense is a good offense.
And put up a bunch of points on the way there.
And you have to go in, or at least the offense, Arthur Smith, Aaron Rodgers, the whole crew, they have to go in with the mindset of, we have to score 31-plus if we want any shot. Because I do think the Colts are easily putting up 30, and probably more. So the offense has to think to itself, we have to put up 31, probably 35, maybe even 40 if we want a real chance to win this game. They have to go toe for toe. It has to be like a heavyweight fight, like haymaker after haymaker. They can't really settle for threes, even though Boswell is automatic.
Or you could phrase it as more of a rope-a-dope. You know? More of a rope-a-dope where you slow the fight down. And, well, maybe not a rope-a-dope. No, maybe more of Sugar Ray Leonard against Hagler in their final fight, where you never really get hit. You slow the fight to sort of a nothing, a crawl. That's the Steelers' best bet, is to keep the ball on offense, make it boring, like Leonard Hagler, convert on third downs, run against that Colts nickel defense. They love to have a bunch of defensive backs out. In some ways, it's a great matchup, especially if Sayamalo were healthy, for the Steelers and their physical run game, for that jumbo package. Man, I'd stay in that all night if I was them against this team. That's I think, the Steelers' best route to winning. Just dumb the game down, make it boring, take time off the clock, and then when they hit you with a haymaker, make sure there's not a follow-up. Don't get knocked out. You know what I mean?
I also think they have to be willing to take chances offensively in this game. Not necessarily like deep downfield chances. That's not what I mean.
Fourth downs, you
mean? Fourth down chances have to be taken in this game when applicable. I mean, if, you know, obviously if it's you're way behind the sticks and you have the ball on your own 30, punt it away. But when you have an opportunity anywhere around midfield,
what about or you? Closer, I was just going to present you with a scenario because teams have done this and they do it more and more, and it becomes so commonplace that I can't even think of an example. But I know Andy Reid has done it early in playoff games against the Bills. I know Sean McVay's done it in your own territory. Let's say that the Steelers have a 4th-and-1 early in the game at their own 31, less than 1 yard. You going for that? I am.
I would. Because even though, yeah, that can backfire on you and the Colts can score, they're probably going to score anyway if you punt the football away. And you know, he can make the argument about the field position and, you know, the game of inches and everything. I think the Colts are going to score on you anyway. They'll do it more quickly if they do it from 31 yards out opposed to 70 yards out. It's also just a way of setting a tone.
Yeah,
telling,
I agree.
Telling your opponent that we are not afraid of you. And ultimately, keeping the football in your possession. Now, yeah,
I agree.
They may not be 100% on those. They could certainly backfire, and the Colts could get an easy short field and a touchdown a few plays later. But I just like the mentality of it, of like, hey, I'm going to go against my ways.
Yeah, I like the mentality.
I'm going to do something I don't normally do. We're going to go for it on 4th-and-inches from our own 30.
Yeah, I like the mentality and the strategy, both. I think that makes total sense.
Because something else that a lot of coaches love to say, well, if we can't get 1 yard, we shouldn't win the football.
He has said it.
And I mean, yeah, like every coach.
Yeah.
Like it's a classic coach speak line. So why not try it? Like, why not take that chance that could build into something that could spur an upset in this game?
Plus,
wake the people up.
The Steelers have an automatic play. They should, and it's not a running play. For short yardage, like even 1 yard, and that is if either DK Metcalf or Mount Washington is single covered, just throw them a pass into the post. It's automatic, Donnie. That touchdown last week to DK Metcalf, he could have done that 100 times in a row, and he's catching 99 of them, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have so many options in that scenario, whether you just want to run it right at them. I know that, you know, maybe a quarterback sneak isn't really in the cards given the age and stature of Aaron Rodgers at this point, but you have a lot of options you can go with. You can be a little bit creative. Let Artie Smith do it.
I agree 100% with that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface. In search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics.
From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.